Pull up in motorcades. I got a show today. It's all I'm trying to do. Hustle and motivate. Choppers
and throwaway. Come from where we come from. You can't spell hustle without STL. Good morning, STL. It's your boy Bobby, aka Mr. 511. And as always, I am honored to be here with my brother from another mother.
Hey, you already know what it is. You know, it's Yogi, the room for Yogi. You know, back in this goddamn thing, another day around the sun, you know?
Yes, sir.
You know what? This right here is like a conversation that I think we may have touched on this before.
Yeah.
In our first season. But I don't think we kind of got this in depth as like we plan to go with it today. Also, anybody listening, artists, fans, not just of us, but like of just this thing called hip hop, this music period, right? I want you to seriously like get in, like hit, like DM me.
Yeah.
DM me, DM Bob, bro.
Yep.
DM Yasit, talk about this right now because it's really, really like, this ain't the most important thing in life that's going on. But for people who are fans of music and like hip hop specifically, this is like a really, this is my opener or my, like, I guess our, you know, open invitation to discuss and debate this current state of hip hop, because there's been a lot of talk since that, what was it, Rolling Stones or who published the article? I don't know if it was Rolling Stones.
It might have been Rolling Stones.
But it was about the Billboard. This is the 35 years. This is the first year where hip hop.
It was Billboard, yep.
Yeah, has not charted like.
Since 1990.
Yeah, since 1990. Yeah. Now, songs made it to like the, like after like, I think it was like the top 40.
Mm-hmm.
There were hip hop songs there, but like the bottom, like lower, like the top before that, we ain't there. We ain't been there for 32. You know, this is the first time in 32 years that we haven't like hit that mark. Now, I've heard so many different sides of this argument. There's those who are taking more of like a political stance toward it. Do you want these people's validation and all that? It's not about this race shit that right now. I'm not on that.
Right.
We'll talk about that at another point. And maybe that plays a part in the business side of it, but that's not where I'm trying, my angle is with this whole conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's more so the reason why hip hop isn't as prevalent, or it's
not as like impactful
right now. Yeah. And that's because in my personal opinion, y'all, this is just me. Look at what the fuck is being made.
Yeah.
Listen to who the hell a lot of people are listening to right now.
Mm-hmm.
These motherfuckers ain't talking about nothing. They talking about sliding, killing, riding and all this other shit. And how many people in the real world, how many of y'all out here really killing? How many how many of y'all really demons? Like, I don't see white kids walk down the street and be bumping dirt in their headphones.
And also, like, I can't remember, I think it was like maybe last year or like earlier this year, you were showing me, like, even in like Middle Eastern people, like Afghani, like, there's like an Afghani gang in California, in the West Coast somewhere. And I was like, are you all fucking serious right now? Like, here's my thing, going back to what you were saying earlier. So, this has been on my mind for at least the past 2 years, especially me playing that clip from King Crooked. Shout out to King Crooked or Crooked Eye, whatever.
I was just going to get into that too.
Yeah. But this is a question. I actually brought this up when we talked about Illegitimate 2 by Ron G and Tank. Shout out to both of them. Make sure you all check that album review out, because we were talking about the quality of hip hop a little bit and how they were putting out good quality music along with other St. Louis artists that have been dropping music pretty well this year. So, this question came to my mind. I brought this up, and this is something I wanted y'all to think about. Is hip hop in a state of emergency?
Yeah.
We're going to analyze and talk about that today as well.
And like King Crooked said, I want y'all to tell us, tell me, what do you think as a fan, as an artist, as somebody who's in the game, people that especially want to hear from people like Tef.
Yeah.
Like, who's been all through this motherfucker. Dub, who's been all around this motherfucker. Bo, all those people that we talk about, everybody, like artists to fans to the producers, I want to hear from all y'all, because it's been coming up. Like, people, you know what the crazy thing is? The last week and a half, people have been responding to that.
Yeah.
But that post came out literally like almost 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But now people are responding to it because they're looking at the sales from hip hop.
Yeah.
And to go back to the King Crooked video, that video was like, what, last year or 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Yep. 2 years ago this time. And he made a statement that Juicy J had said that rap sales had been down 40% at the time.
Which is huge.
Imagine how much that shit has went down now, given the current state of what the fuck is going on. I'm also looking to offer my idea as to why it's in this boat that it's in. And I'm going to go back to what I was saying. So when I was even bringing up like the white kids, Bumpin' Dirk and King Von and all them, what I'm trying to get at is like the fan base. It'll outgrow those artists.
Yeah.
Because you can only spin so many blocks. You only kill so many people on songs. And it's like half of y'all can't get along. Can't rap with another rapper because y'all got such and such beef or he knows such and such. You know, whatever like personal politicking is going on behind the scenes with these younger dudes now, rap ain't fun.
It isn't.
It ain't fun no more. Like, y'all, like, back on the, like, going back to what I just said, half of them really can't even work together because they always in tune with each other.
Yeah.
If you go back to like the 90s, if you go back to the earliest parts of hip hop, it's been a competitive thing. It's always been a competitive sport like situation. But you had artists that were mature enough to be able to go make a song with another motherfucker, or everybody was at least in a good position with a good standing. Cause why nobody tripping off certain shit? Certain shit they understood, like, bro, if somebody say something, you can either respond back to it with a song, or you don't say nothing at all about it. And then you just keep going. And then next thing you know, they got a song together because they probably sat up and talked about it.
Right.
But nowadays, it's the beef. Beef is just one element that I'm going to touch on today that's holding this thing called hip hop back.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, sorry, I'm going to cut you off. But like, there's some other factors too that I want to get into, like the whole streaming era, the like technology.
Yeah,
that's being used. And like you said, the fan base, you know, the fan base has been going crazy.
True.
Because the fans are not completely biased.
Yeah.
Of like, like the GOAT conversation we've had before. And it's, I don't know, there's some things that I feel like are out of control nowadays. Like you said, hip hop, not just hip hop, but either other music genres. But, you know, for the sake of what we're talking about today, like hip hop specifically, it's like we rely on very little things that keep it alive, which we should, you know, give other factors like a chance, if that makes sense, of what I just said. Like, kind of like what I talked to you about before we went on air. Like, for example, like a lot of the fans rely on the big three nowadays, Drake, Cole, and Kendrick. And like, you got like the hardcore stands of like each artist that are saying like, oh, he's the GOAT because of this, you know, Kendrick's the GOAT because look what he just did to Drake, or like, Drake's the GOAT because he's like the biggest hit maker of the decade. But that shouldn't be like the primary reasoning of why hip hop is alive.
Yeah.
And like, not only that, but like, I feel like a lot of people rely on quote unquote club music too much as well.
Club music. See, now the thing with like dance party vibey club music and shit, it's changed a lot.
Yeah.
The way that it's like the packaging, the presentation. What they're saying is changed a lot now, because now it's really I feel like in that area is really dominated now by like the female artists that's been getting signed. And I'm not saying that's a problem. That's not the issue. The issue that I have with like a lot of the female artists nowadays that come out, it's a more sex sales driven thing. And then I'm gonna be honest, it's a lot of talentless motherfucking female artists that's in the game right now. I don't give a fuck what you tell me. I mean, talentless. I don't know what the fuck Ice Spice is doing. I don't know why the fuck they push her shit other than she's pretty. That's it. It's pretty privilege and it's just sex. She thick and she's pretty. That's it, bro. I don't see no talent in that situation at all.
Yeah.
Other than just she got her looks. And that's just how I feel about that person. Similar thing with Doja Cat, but Doja Cat actually can rap to me.
Yeah.
I think Doja Cat actually has some talent. But you don't see artists that come out like No Name get pushed. You don't see Rhapsody's, Jean Grey.
I was about to say Rhapsody.
And all them get pushed. There's so many other like female artists like Cali Sway. Shout out to her. Fucking dope. My whole like thing with my issue with this situation is simply going off the fact that hip hop, rap, however you want to slice up the two, are not fun right now.
Right.
They're not fun. Because if you go back to 2004, 2005, 2006, you had Nelly, Chingy, Jibs. I'm just speaking on the St. Louis artists.
Yeah.
I'm going to name them first. Then you had the South Jermaine Dupri, Ludacris, all of DTP, T.I., all of Atlanta was buzzing. David Banner and all of them from Mississippi. Then Texas, Houston was going crazy. Mike Jones, Lil Flip, Slim Thug, all of Swisher House, all Pimp C, Bun B, UGK, Outkast, all these motherfucking groups, Dungeon Family, all of them was like making music that they had their serious music. And granted, it did have elements of crime in some of it, but it was fun to listen to them.
Right.
Lil Scrappy, Lil John, the East Side Boys. Motherfucker, I don't know how many people can remember just standing up on the back of the bus wilding out as a kid.
Oh, Wayne.
To fucking Lil Scrappy. You got Wayne. Go DJ, all that type of shit. Yep. Like, Get On My Level, all that shit. You had Crime Mob. Then St. Louis had, what was the one group that we had? It was like a Crime Mob type group, but I know DJ Bishop pushed them. I can't remember the name of that goddamn group right now. But either way, music was fun so much, though. So, like, when you looked at 50 Cent, Disco Inferno. You know who really likes Disco Inferno? A lot of fucking white girls used to like that fucking song.
Yep.
But it was hella, and I'm not saying that you need white people's agreeance or, you know, validation to make it fun. It was just that you seen more people of different races at the time.
Right.
Buying 50 Cent, Jay-Z, Diddy, all their music at the time. They were buying into the Jeezys, the T.I.s and all that. They were buying into it. And it was fun music.
It was
because you had T.I. that was a street version of T.I. Then you had T.I. that also
like
was on songs
side.
Like Justin Timberlake's
My Love.
Then you had what was the album song on King? Like Why You Wanna Go and Do That? Yep. Like them songs. He had certain cuts like that you could vibe to. Nelly with Kelly Rowland, Dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody liked those songs in hip hop. It wasn't hyper masculine. Yeah. It wasn't hyper violent. It wasn't sliding and all this other type of shit, ops and all this stupid shit. Now it's always crazy now. Like the 6-7 shit, right? The whole little fucking saying with kids. This shit irritate me because the degenerate street shit, and I told you this many times before off the air, it's the degenerate street shit with rap that is fucking killing it. Because, all right, Skrilla. Shout out to Philly. But fuck Skrilla. Real deal. Fuck, bro. Because maybe he didn't know that saying was going to get that big, and it's just brain rot shit. But it's so, the saying is so fucked up because I watched a class of like first graders turn up to motherfucking 6-7. Like, nigga, what, bro? These are kids, dog. They're kids. They don't know what that means. And then when you look into what 6-7 is and what he's referring to, it's really some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
But it's brain rot rap, because if you listen to Skrilla, like that first fucking line out that song, when he get to the part where he get to tell him some, hey, baby, my Chris boy. I know you referring to Chris, Hurricane Chris, but nigga, what the fuck did I just listen to you say? You high, and then the nigga do all types of drugs. Like, right now, I'm judging motherfuckers right now. Yeah. Like, I know judgment is natural and people don't want to accept that shit. But I'm not trying to shame the nigga to stop rapping. Keep doing it, getting your money, bro. But I just think artists like Skrilla, King Vines, Joe Dirks, and Dirk at one point. Because Dirk at one point was straight. But
right.
Dirk after the King Von situation was just, I don't know what the fuck happened with that. All like the Lils that popped up in the last like 15 years. If you sit down and you listen to a lot of them talk, they don't know how to respond to some of the questions that the interviews are asking. And I'm not going to point like where they mental or they mind be, but a lot of the shit, I don't know. A lot of the music just is not intelligible, if that's the correct word.
Yeah.
It's not relatable. Yeah. It's not fun. It's this hyper violent shit. Even the female rapping chicks right now, like everybody got a fucking Twitter and just be on Twitter just talking and saying stupid shit and then turn it into a song. And then next thing you know, we looking up, oh, Cardi B beefing with Nicki Minaj, such and such is beefing with such and such. Like, even Nicki Minaj was good at one point.
Yeah.
Now everybody is just like, bro, the music that they come out with is so fast. They come out so quick. It's like, don't nobody respect the five pillars of hip hop no more.
Right.
Like King Cricket has said, it's not that just you in hip hop and you an artist. You respected all elements of this thing, and people don't respect the craft.
Right.
So there are artists that do. That's where you get your G's, you get your Kazes, your Boss, your J. Cole's, your Kendrick's, of course, your Drake's, used to Meek Mill to a degree. You got all those artists that, and it's hella unnamed artists. All the artists we talk about on this podcast that normally do, you know. But it's like a small pocket of that. But that tick, I feel like that particular pocket of like backpack style rappers or real conscientious rappers are heavily like heavy on their lyricism and they pay attention to what it is that they're saying. Those type of artists exist in a certain type of pocket in a bucket that mainstream people, it's not fun enough for people to go mainstream with it. But there's a lot of people that understand it and like it because it's relatable still. And my whole thing is relatability. Every time we do an album review, I stress relatability because that's how you gain your fans.
Yeah.
Relatability. These kids, these white kids in this suburb, they can't relate. These white girls, they don't know what the fuck Ice Spice is talking about, nigga. They not paying attention to that shit. Like, that girl had niggas going around saying, duh, for hellas. It's like, bro, it's brain rot. It's TikTok in rap form. Like, it's just brain rot shit. And the 6-7 shit proves it. But the violent, hyper-violent shit inside of rap today, I feel like I told you, like, it's the Chicago fucked everything up.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what y'all tell me. I know I'm right about this. And I know I'm right about this shit. I'm gonna make a whole hour video on some shout out FD Signifier because he did the same shit and didn't nobody want to hear him out. But no, I'm gonna make the same FD Signifier type video where I'm telling you, I'm gonna prove to you point by point when drill rap came out, like when it, you seen how trap rap was already changing at that point because Future popped up.
Yep.
And didn't nobody like Future. I'm not gonna say no one liked Future, but there was a lot of people that wasn't vibing with Future. Early Future,
I was one of them.
Didn't nobody like hearing the mumble shit because it started with SoundCloud rappers,
mm-hmm.
and it was just mumble rappers. And then here come out of nowhere Chicago ass with drill, and then everybody a killer. Not everybody killing. All y'all are killers now. All y'all got ops now. Everybody just, every city just popped off St. Louis high speed music. Now all these little niggas, like, you know, that's the life you live in, but who is that relatable to? A very small niche pocket. And I'm not trying to convince people to change up what they doing, bro. Do whatever the fuck you gonna do, because I know that shit not gonna stop. But it's just, I want people to literally sit and think for a second about why hip hop is in the state that it's in.
Yeah.
It's the degenerate shit that we allow to come in this shit, get popular and put on. Like the club music. I don't know. Maybe because I'm getting older. I mean, I feel like every man like a woman that's twerking and shit. But that outside of that, like, I don't see no point to. I'm so fucking tired of hearing girl throw that wham in a circle. I'm so tired of hearing that shit, dog. I'd be like, bro, all y'all gonna start twerking? And this is all y'all do. Brunches. It's got so to the point, it fuck up going to brunch. Because motherfuckers twerking over your motherfucking waffles and chicken now. Like, goddamn, bro. Like, I feel like it's gotten so irritating. I'd be like, bro, this shit is brain rot. It's 30, 40-year-old women that's just ready to start popping coochie at random spots. And that's fun.
And they try. But
you know what? I don't even have a problem with the twerking shit at all because that's still an element of fun. And like the female market, if you were to, like, when people dissect it, I forget who did it, but they dissected like the sales of like female artists, it's trending upward and it's projected to go past everybody else shit because guess what? They're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Fun. And it's relatable, but I don't, like, some of that shit just not, I don't think them white girls, they gonna relate to that. These Middle Eastern girls, they not relating to that. But if you go back and you look at 2003, 2002, 2004, 2005, 2001, those artists, it was shit that everybody can relate to, hanging out, having fun.
Yeah, but you know what I was going to say, too? It's not just the relatability. I feel like a lot of artists lack purpose, too.
Yeah.
Like, think about it, right? Kind of like going back to the 90s and 2000s. Nas had a purpose of telling his story growing up from Queens.
Yeah.
I missed that time.
Me too.
Jay-Z, Reasonable Doubt, told the story about him growing up being a hustler. Now look where he's at.
Yeah.
The most successful musician ever, where that's worth $2+ billion.
Yep.
Sorry, Diddy. And
hell no.
And DMX, even though he was going through his troubles, he had a purpose of telling his story as well. And to this day, I personally feel like he was one of the realest artists to come out of the East Coast.
Yeah.
Eminem. Even though Eminem has a great sense of humor, he's one of the best storytellers in the game.
Yep.
And look where he's at. Even a lot of, not trying to be racist, but black people praise Eminem. Like, even artists like Ty Dolla $ign, 50 Cent even calls Eminem the GOAT.
Yeah.
Like, and who else? Who else can I think of off the top? Well, then you got the Kendricks and the Coles. But then I would say probably like, especially in this decade, maybe even towards the end of last decade, a lot of artists just lack purpose. And like the whole like drug culture and like kind of what you said, that's been
taken over like crazy.
That's been taken over.
Because the rappers, you know, it used to go to, you know, back in the day, it was don't get high on your own supply. Now the rappers, the crackhead now.
Yep.
Your famous Dexes, Lil Peep, Juice WRLD. A lot of these rappers are dying crazy, ODing on shit. But it's always, you know, like Lean, right? Lean culture has always been in this shit for a while. Like, even before Wayne made it popular, it was 3-6 Mafia and all of Houston, you know, them being from Memphis, but they had the Sippin' on the Scissor song. Pimp C hopped on that, him being from Texas and, you know, largely repping Houston, although he's from Port Arthur. That culture in Texas was always a thing, but it was like literally a southern thing. Then it just shot off like wildfire, and Wayne was leading that charge, always talking about it. And that's still, you know, that was still bad, but
you know what though? Like the quality though of it is what really made it.
The music was still at least fucking good, if nothing else. But
it was a vibe though, like too at the time. Yeah, but now it's like.
But I still feel like that was a gateway for. That's a gateway for how things have turned out now. Like, okay, I blame Wayne for one thing.
What's that?
Freestyling and being able to freestyle. Now, I'm not saying it's his fault that he's good at it.
Yeah.
I'm saying that he made a lot of kids believe that they could do that shit. And it's a lot of motherfuckers that just can't do that shit. But that's another, like, they be talking about, they be trying to do that shit. Yeah. And I be listening to some of like the shit, like, out, like, little cousins. Go around your little cousins. Like, your little cousins that's like, 13 to 21. Go around them and ask them who they really listen to. And I mean like the little cousins that you know that be just outside and they got friends, they be in the clubs and shit. Ask them who they really listen to when they just doing regular shit. And it's gonna be half of these rappers that I could possibly name. I just feel like with the drug culture situation though, that fucked up the creativity.
Yeah.
That fucked up the creativity. I feel like drugs is what has existed in other realms of music outside of hip hop, because you have your Jimi Hendrix that used to talk about doing MDMA or DMT, you know, ayahuasca, the psychedelic shit, or doing cocaine. And back in like the 40s, 50s, and 20s, artists were doing heroin and shit like that. And, you know, drugs have always been in it. That's not the point I'm making. My whole thing is the quality of the music has gone down. Also, times in society have changed as well. The shit that we allow today, they didn't allow back then.
Oh, they didn't get away with it.
Like the gay situation, I'm not blaming gays in no way for this at all. Shout out to y'all, LGBTQ, you know, do y'all thing. I have no problem with y'all. But my thing is, there's so much like over sexualization of that community and just over sexualization of like men and women now, stemming from all of this shit. It's in music too. So, it's so much crazy shit that we allow. Like back in the day, wasn't nobody talking about popping their motherfucking coochie, Big Purr, and all this other shit, Big Mama. Like, wasn't nobody saying none of this shit. They weren't allowed to say none of this shit. So times have changed. And the people that those other cultures and ultimate, like, if you look, you know, other cultures, a lot of cultures don't allow that type of shit to be said out loud. Black people, we're more loose. We're more, how white people describe it, hip. Yeah, but we're more loose with what we do and what we say. And I feel like although it can be a fun thing, it still taints some of the, you know, some of the quality of what goes on, because everything is a vibe now.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is too? I feel like a lot of artists are acting like somebody that they're not. Chino XL, RIP to Chino.
Yeah,
he said this. He said this in an interview, and I've said this before. He was talking about even like back during COVID. You know, that was like kind of going back to what I was saying earlier. That was like the time when I felt like the quality of music as a whole just went downhill.
Yeah,
was during COVID, and he even said like a lot of artists are putting out music like them, like gangbanging and like going to the clubs and saw that. But how many of them really do that? Probably the majority of them don't.
And you know what's crazy? You bring it up because that makes me think of a video by Black Balloon. He'd be on YouTube. He's on YouTube and he talks about a lot of these things. But one video he brought up last, maybe like a week ago, was the Future situation. Because, you know, Future came out and said, hey, I don't actually do any of this right. shit. But Future, his tour, when he was doing the tour for, or the little showrun, however you want to call it, for, what was that shit that came out? Mixtape Pluto?
Yeah.
The on-stage setup was a motherfucking Monte Carlo and I think like a Grand National that says a box on one of them. And then the other one was a Narcan car. And I'm like, why is this advertisement in your shit?
Yeah.
It's like, bro, don't nobody give a fuck. They just grabbing money.
I was about to say money has to
it's
do with
a
that.
It's a money grab. Like somebody will come to you and like, that shit taints the, you know. I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist, but I do think I know that the human brain is a programmable thing and you can really talk people into over time into certain situations in certain walks of life. You can convince and program somebody to do some shit. But I mean, why the fuck do you have a Suboxone and Narcan car on stage? You know, Suboxone is for people who are just suffering from addiction and then Narcan is to help people that have been ODing, you know, snap up out of that shit. But why is that advertisement all in your shit? It's just it's like the quality, the care for hip hop and the music that's being put out. Because if it's vibey, I feel like a lot of people use this shit as an escape too. Like especially with the drill culture and music. People can't deal with the realities that they got going on. Some motherfuckers don't know how to process shit. And that's the shit that they lean to. Because if you listen to like Juice WRLD songs, a lot of this shit is about being high half the time.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Uzi in the beginning. I don't know what he's putting out now. I don't think I've heard anything new from Lil Uzi in a while, but him, Lil Peep, XXXTentacion in the beginning of his run. All that like that druggy culture, being high all the time shit. The kids, you know, kids see that shit and they think that's what you're supposed to do. Cause I could have sworn when I was a kid, I was supposed to smoke weed at some point. Like everybody did it. I'm supposed to do it. So I started smoking weed until I got up and realized, well, nah, this is a choice. I can do this if I want to, but it don't do shit for me. So I don't understand. I mean, maybe now because my mind is a little bit different, I'll be like, I don't understand the point of being high off your ass. But you got like a lot of rappers. Like I was sitting and listening to ESTG, and mind you, I love ESTG's music for the most part because I feel like when he's trying, he is like the newest resemblance to that Gangsta Grillz era, like trap rapper.
Yep.
But the nigga just be so fucking high and then making songs talking about how much he hate himself. I'd be like, what the fuck is going on? Nigga, go to therapy.
Yeah.
Like something has to change with it's the people that become popular. It's the music that get put out that becomes popular. That's part of the problem as to why sales are down, because can't nobody relate to that shit.
You know what I think it is too? The label.
The labels too. They push the labels.
I'm gonna tell
Atlantic is definitely Atlantic Records. Fuck y'all.
Oh, especially what they did to Joyner Lucas.
Fuck Atlantic Records, dog. Because the reason why I say this is because if you look at 20, like when the SoundCloud era popped off, and you look at the label that signed a lot of artists really fast, Atlantic had NBA YoungBoy. They had King Von for a second.
They had Joyner Lucas at one point.
They had Cardi B.
Yeah.
They had Joyner Lucas, and I, you know, they had hella fucking artists that was just coming out. They were just snatching these motherfuckers. Juice WRLD, Famous Dex. I'm like, I remember looking at like so many artists' videos of like they signing on like Instagram. They would post some shit, and everybody was under Atlantic. And I'm like, God damn, it was, you know, a lot of them. It was this. You have the ones that weren't, but under Atlantic, but they was just promoting a lot of bullshit.
You know what? It's funny you brought that up because. Like with that, see, here's the thing about record labels. It's not just Atlantic. It's also other labels that we're familiar with, like Def Jam, too. Def Jam's another one I'm starting to kind of hate on.
Only reason, you know, my only issue with Def Jam was the shit that Jay did to DMX.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
And then how later. They kind of played Crit, too.
Yeah.
They downplayed Crit a lot.
See, but, the thing with Atlantic is, like, they only care about what's trending out there. Yeah. That's why I kind of blame the label a little bit, too. Because
that's how I think Ice Spice got signed. Y'all gonna hear me talk about her a lot. Cause like outside of her being pretty, I don't see what the talent is. I don't see it. It's a couple other female artists. I don't see the talent in you. Mm-hmm. You just are, you're a really pretty girl and there's some chicks.
Yeah.
That's, you know, a little bit looser about how they carry themselves. They want to emulate that. And that whole like rap doll face shit is just something that's popular. And I ain't saying that's necessarily a cause of all this shit. It's just one of those things I've come to notice.
Yeah.
That I'm like, when it comes to like female artists, like you have, you got your No Names, you got your Rhapsodies, you got your KV the Writer, shout out to her. You got your Bates, you got
Missy Elliott.
You got Nicki Minaj to a point. Who the fuck else?
Lauryn Hill.
Definitely Lauryn Hill. But you got your, like, we still have some of those artists, female artists that come out and they real deal MCs about they shit. Like, they real deal be rapping. Like, I felt like, I've never been a Nicki Minaj fan for real, but I know Nicki, even if she didn't write her own shit, she was, whoever was writing it, it was some good shit. It was like, it was focused. And now, I don't know if she's putting out anything now.
But like, going back to what I was saying about the whole label situation, like, they don't care about good quality music either. They just care about making money.
Yeah.
Like, they don't even think about the long term of like how it affects the fans. I'll give you a specific example, and this is why I brought up Joyner Lucas. You know, they were trying to stop him for promoting I'm Not Racist.
I wonder why.
So Joyner Lucas, I saw a clip. I think he was on Sway. He was on Sway and I think a few other major platforms. But like with I'm Not Racist, that was at a point. Joyner was at a point like he was kind of at his low with the record label. And they were trying to have him not release it on the date that he wanted to. So basically, at first they said they were offended. They thought it was too racial or whatever.
Yeah.
But we all knew, for us, like, who understand lyrics like me and you, we knew what that song was about. He had a purpose behind that song. And they didn't want him to push it out there.
That's because purpose-driven music ain't popular.
Well, that's what I was saying. That's what I'm saying. It's part of because of the label. Yeah. Like back in the 90s and early 2000s, the labels, even though they cared about making money a lot more, they were still allowing artists to, you know, push out good quality music. It's just that like Nipsey didn't sign to a label till right before Victory Lap came out.
Who did he sign to?
He signed to Atlantic, but what he did though, because he actually did put his foot down on Atlantic, because he actually did like a partnership with them. He didn't actually say, "Oh, I'm going to give you all like a percentage." He had like a strategic partnership with them. That's why he signed with them.
I remember him saying some shit too that was pretty cool. It was, I guess, 50 Cent had talked to him about how to go about it.
Mm.
And you know, when like you got like a catalog of music prior to being signed,
yeah,
you can use that as leverage.
He was already making money before he got signed too, like
to make them pay for a lot of other shit.
Yeah,
It's just, I don't know. I just think the quality of what's being put out is just garbage half the time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, because like, I blame the labels. Well, not all of it, but at least half of it, because
I blame them for the promotion of it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Exactly.
I think that's just like some crazy shit. But the artist, you know, I don't know. I'm not gonna say who shouldn't be famous or who not, because those, whether we like those artists or not, they did put in the work to get to the position that they in.
Yeah.
And like, I could say fuck Skrilling them all day. I just say fuck him because, like, bro, everything I listen to the nigga is never good. He had one song where he was actually like riding the cadence of the beat and flowing on that motherfucker, and it was decent. But everything else is depressing. Some druggy shit. Nigga had a song where he mentioned getting his homeboy addicted to pills. Why? What? And like that shit's just crazy. Young boy, I can't act like I didn't listen to some of Young Boy shit. I specifically, when it comes to Louisiana artists and Baton Rouge artists, I like the bounce in the beats.
Right.
I like that. Like, I listen to Fred O'Bang. I like Fred O'Bang. I like Young Boy. I just think a lot of that shit, it ain't, I don't know.
I think with me, like,
I can't expect them to be where I'm at mentally. And that's the thing. Right. That I felt like before I even thought about talking about this, I had to like remind myself that I can check my motives. I can check your motives all day, but I got to check mine too.
Exactly.
But I can't expect me from you. I know where I'm at mentally, and I don't know where you're at mentally. So mind you, he just got out of jail and all that shit. He's young as shit. He got a lot of money, women all around and all types of shit. So the personal shit, okay, what celebrity ain't had some crazy personal shit going on? But it's the quality of what's coming out, and usually it's in reflection of what they going through at the time. It's just that a lot of the shit that they say, it's not good. I feel like the promotion of a lot of shit is just, even though I don't think that a lot of artists are necessarily trying to promote drug use, they just do it themselves, and the fans feel relatable for whatever reason to that portion of them that they go out and do the shit. But I just think that is a part of what is how much of this music type of music has come out. It's not selling because it doesn't, the fans, those kids, they outgrow them. That SoundCloud stage from what, 2010 to now, has seen like three different transitions. You've seen your snapbacks and tattoo era, your Kid Inks, your Dricky Grahams, your who the fuck else was in that whole little class of rappers? Funk Volumes and all them. Funk Volumes was actually nice, but that was just being a personal shit. But you've seen like that transition to SoundCloud rappers, and then it goes to this trendy, vibey shit, and vibey, trendy shit. You can only rely on that shit for so long. And then when it comes to the classification of hip hop on like paper, all that shit is considered hip hop. But if you like me and you a snob of this shit, you know, I always separate the shit by its own category. Like you have, it stems from hip hop, but you have hip hop and then you have rap, and rap has subgenres under it for me. Trap, drill,
yeah,
gangster rap. All different variations of the same thing, but rap, Drake's a rapper. He's not a hip hop artist in my mind. He's a popular rapper. Really, Drake is an actor cosplaying a rapper. That's how I feel about it. I'm talking shit, but he's a really good actor. But either way it goes, but you like Drake, to me, he's just a popular artist, but he's an all around artist.
Yeah.
Because not only does he do hip hop and rap, you got R&B, you got like reggaeton, you got some Afrobeat shit from him. He fits in all types of boxes. You got your J. Cole's, who are more like your backpack, in pocket, all the time, conscientious, focus-driven, purpose-driven artists. You got your G's, who are the same way, but G's just a little bit looser. G's from the South.
Yeah.
You got Nudie. Nudie, I like Nudie. Nudie makes some garbage. Me getting some songs, I ain't going to say garbage, but
it's not relatable.
It ain't relatable for me all the time. But, and mind you, this is just my personal take on this shit. This is the reason why I say, I'm going to say it again. Get your ass in them inboxes, them DMs or whatever. Start talking about this shit, because I just want to hear a lot of people, especially artists, I want to hear their take on what's going on, because I know I'm not the only one that thinks some of this shit about the shit that's going on. But either way, Nudie. I like Nudie. I feel like Nudie is the new Gucci Man.
Yeah.
But even Gucci Man, I didn't like Gucci Man a lot necessarily growing up, because Gucci Man used to talk about drugs and lean and shit all the time. And I'm like, when he made Photo Shoot, when he made Lemonade, Freaky Girl,
Wasted,
the Bird Print 3, Wasted, and a couple other joints, I was all in on those. Waka Flocka was another one of those artists who was just talking about young and partying and all that type of shit, you know.
But he had fun.
No Hands, but he still had fun. It was fun. Yeah. Travis Porter, Rich Kids. All those groups, like the music was fun. OJ the Juice Man, little voice ass. I couldn't stand. Hey, I got tired of this shit. Quarter brick, half a brick, whole brick. Hey, that seems to irritate the fuck out of me, but I like it, nigga. And you know who really, you know who I like on some funny shit, who I really low key blame? Bass God.
Mm.
Lil B. When he was with the pack, the nigga was on point. But when he got by himself, when he started releasing crazy ass, like, I feel like he's one of the earliest adopters of, if you make the music, they'll come. And Wayne did it too. But I feel like he got that shit from Wayne, because Wayne had hella mixtapes. And artists started following that same blueprint. If you make the music, they'll come.
Yeah.
And this is right on the, this is the cusp right before streaming became like a thing. It's crazy to think that we live to see like how that shit is. Streaming is fucking up the game.
Yeah.
To a degree, because I can't believe that after a million streams, damn near a billion, after a million, that's only $4,000 in your pocket.
What was that? Hold on. Now, I'm glad you brought that up, because what did King Crooked say? He said like 20% of those artists, they only
making 90% of their money.
Yeah. And that's a very low number.
20%. Think of how many artists that may be by number.
Mm-hmm.
By like a whole number. That might be like what? Your Taylor Swift's, your Bad Bunnies, Drake's, Kendrick's, Cole's are probably included in that. And then whoever else is bigger that you don't know about in other genres. And that's not even just hip hop artists. Was he just talking about hip hop artists, or was he talking about all around?
I mean, he was talking about hip hop artists primarily, but he was also bringing up like other genres too.
Like, it's crazy to think that like the music industry as a whole is crazy. country's on the rise, but I feel like country's on the rise because black people and other races are starting to get into country now. Yeah. You got your Luke Combs, you got your Don Lewis's, which is a black artist, but Luke Combs, you know.
Morgan Wallen.
Yep. You got, who else is big right now in country? I feel like I'm leaving out another artist. Beyonce did that shit with the Cowboy Carter, but I don't know. I won't say nothing. I ain't trying to get beat up by a bunch of white people in Nashville when I go back by saying Beyonce is the best country artist that ever lived. Beyonce and VD country. Fuck y'all. Yeah, man. It's crazy to see that this is the turnout for hip hop. But Ken Crooked said some shit about mobilization. And he was saying at the time of that video, if rap sales are down 40%, maybe it should be a down 100%. And I was like, why the fuck would you say some shit like that? Then again, I thought about it for a second. I'm like, oh, because he explained it. And he was like, when everybody's in the same boat, that's usually the reason why you can't get a lot of people to mobilize in response to something is because everybody's living in different boats. They're traveling in different boats. Some are better off. Some are well off. Some are okay. Some believe they can survive this storm and they'll be fine. But until everybody's in the same boat where they got the same issues and they got to deal with the same shit, and they all fed up the same way, ain't nobody gonna mobilize against anything. So that's not just a note for hip hop. That's a note for you know who out there that's listening. Get y'all shit together.
Yeah.
But, maybe I don't know. Maybe this is the thing that the reason why I brought up, I said like validation because I was watching. Shout out to Dante Cauda from like the Grits and Egg podcast because he was responding to some shit. I get, you know, not wanting white validation and all that. I understand that hip hop's never needed it because, mind you, these people find their way to us when they came over here to this shit. But beyond the race side of it, it's still like metrics. It's a metric.
Yeah.
And once hip hop entered the chat, it became a part of the game. And anytime you play the game, you got to respect the rules of engagement. So you have to abide by these metrics, and these metrics are showing that, hey, hip hop is in a decline state. And then when you think about what they or whoever it is, people that look like us, people that don't look like us, whoever works for Billboard, is how the lens that they're viewing hip hop through. Hip hop is everything that a lot of us wouldn't personally identify as hip hop. We'll say that shit's rap. Some of us will say that. I say that shit because I always separated hip hop in the five elements of hip hop from all this other shit. Like I just said, I'm always been a snob with it. I separate all this shit. It stems from hip hop. It's a subgenre of it, but I wouldn't necessarily classify that shit as hip hop. But how if that rap shit can go into popular music because it's some of the most popular shit that's out. But I feel like the quality, relatability, it's just the street degeneracy shit, like the street degeneracy that you see in like the music. And the reason why I was saying this shit from Chicago is because honestly, if you really take time to step back and look at it, like when drill rap popped off, and street crime has always been prevalent, but yeah. I'm not blaming it for street crime, but I'm telling you, how many of us know somebody with a little nephew that straight up cool ass little school kid when you met him, probably in like fourth or fifth grade. And now you see them and they halfway through high school and they changed because of the music. This is shit that they're influenced by. It changed a lot of people's mind. Because Chicago saw a crazy crime spike around the time of, you know, like from Chief Keef Bang, that Bang movement, Dirk L's Anthem, all the shit that was sprouting out. It was just like, it's the hate shit. And the reason why I'm even correlating that with music, because I'm like I said, I'm not blaming music for it. I'm correlating it because what did they start doing? They started dissing dead people. That pisses a lot of people off because you don't never know who loved that person.
Mm-hmm.
So now you saying all this crazy shit in songs, and this shit is making you more popular. A kid from another state sees that, oh, I'm gonna follow the same formula he followed. So now you got people in St. Louis doing the same shit. The little crime may be rising and bubbling up in certain areas because of that, but the music, the quality of it is no quality in it, because who can't get on the song and say fuck somebody? I can get on the song right now and curse out every motherfucker I've ever mentioned on this motherfucker if I wanted to. It's not hard to do, but it's not easy to be a motherfucking good artist, like a good rapper. That's not the easiest thing to do. Like, to be a really good artist, I don't think that's the easiest shit to do. Coming from somebody who used to play instruments like crazy, and I still do. It's still not the easiest thing to do because it's so many different ideas you got and so many things that come on. But to be a great artist and shit, it takes a lot of time. And the music now is so fast-tracked and rushed. It's a team of writers, and then an artist gets it who they think fits with the artist, who, like whichever artist they think fits best with whatever that person wrote, and then the song gets put out. Now you're seeing 25 song albums from a nigga that's only been rapping like 16 days.
Yeah.
Why the fuck am I seeing 25 songs and only three of them are good?
Because like you said before, and you actually said this off air, because they want to consistently put out music. They want to consistently put out music. You said this actually before we recorded. You said something really interesting that I didn't even think about. That was, now I think about it, it's actually pretty obvious. But a lot of artists, they consistently put out good music because the more streams they get, the more money.
They put out, they don't, not good music, they put out a lot of music. But,
yeah, a lot of music.
Like they
yeah.
keep hitting you with the music. Like Don Tripp, for the love of fucking God, stop. You got 10 albums and we just got to November, nigga. Stop. But I ain't gonna say stop for real because I like the shit. Yeah. But then again, but I get it because the streaming shit.
Yeah.
They not making money. So if you can't, you know, back in the day, 50 Cent came out with Get Rich or Die Trying. How long did Get Rich or Die Trying last? About 2-3 motherfucking years. Everybody was bumping that shit for years. And then he came with,
they still do to this day,
the rest of G-Unit. And then he came out with another album.
But you know what? They still bump that up.
And my point is, you had time from the top of your debut into whatever album. Like artists at one point could go 2-3 years and not say shit. The only artist you see going 2-3 years now without saying shit is Cole, Kendrick, and Drake. Well, Drake don't stop at all. But
I mean, he could, and people
could. Like yeah. Drake could not rap for 5 years and then come back and still dominate.
Yeah.
But how many artists are in that pocket to do that? Back in the day, that really, like, when I say that sweet spot for rap and hip hop was like the late 90s, from like 98, 97 maybe, to like 2010, 2012, somewhere around there. That was like, that's why I say like that's where the sweet spot was.
Yeah.
And then the bullshit kind of began in the midst of that. But, and the reason why I say it is because it really was no one man was bigger than the team. Like, you had all these motherfuckers that everybody knew, and they were making money like crazy. So they didn't have to rap a lot. But now you see a young boy releasing crazy amount of songs and they can't stop. It's like the shit that go on with people that are with the retirement shit now. People are retiring at way older ages.
Yeah.
You have to constantly keep putting work in and shit. So at some point, the machine that's driving this shit is the issue. And we have to figure out a way to deal with that machine too. But
you know what though? Honestly, I thought about this too. Like, and I kind of started noticing this when we were at the It's All Blur tour with Drake and J. Cole.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you noticed this or not. And I actually noticed.
What was the name of that tour?
It's All a Blur tour.
Okay, yeah.
But and I actually noticed this when I just saw T-Pain a few weeks ago. You know, a lot of the DJs are actually they're not playing a lot of the current music nowadays.
No, they playing old shit.
They're playing old, but you know, lately they haven't been playing as much hip hop. Yeah. Lately, even though it's like a hip hop show. Like one song that used to play a lot, this was like back in like 2011, 2012, was, remember that song We Are Young?
Yeah.
They used to play like all the time. Yeah. They were playing that song at one of them shows. And they were also playing songs by like Britney Spears and like Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
They're not playing as much current hip hop song.
But you know what? And if they do play hip hop shit, my bad for cutting you off.
Go ahead.
You know, if they do play it, what do you hear?
Older hip hop songs.
You hear fucking Roscoe Dash and fucking
I heard Ride With Me with Nelly at one point.
Ride With Me with Nelly. You hear Nelly Dilemma and shit. Or you hear what's that shit with Waka Flocka, Wale, No Hands. You hear No Hands every fucking where.
Yep.
You hear that shit. I've heard a nigga play fucking Disco Inferno.
Yep.
Again. I'm like at the fucking St. Louis soccer game, bro.
They played a part.
I can't tell how many black and white people stood up for that shit that day. I was like, bro, they were just out there partying to that shit.
Bro, they played Party in Here by DMX. Yes.
It was relatable. It was fun. Yeah. And now that sweet spot. Everybody high is a motherfucker now. Everybody drugged the fuck out. Motherfuckers getting work done and shit. Now I'm just talking about people at this point. Motherfuckers getting bodies done and everybody got to have a BBL. I'm about sick of this shit. God damn. Like, everybody got niggas getting Drake ab surgery and shit. Crazy shit. Crazy shit. Everybody want a chain, but don't nobody want to earn it. Every nigga want a chain, but every nigga don't want to earn it. And it's like, that seems to mean something.
Well, you know what, too? Honestly, I feel like a lot of artists as a whole, they're not like studying the history like before them.
Yeah.
Of how music was.
And the ones that do, those are the ones that do really good.
Yeah. I get it. Like, you know, there's some like nowadays, like 18-year-olds, you know, they can't relate to like Tupac or Biggie. I get that. But I can guarantee you if they go back and listen to it, they can have a better understanding of how they took their time and they care about what they put out.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we live in a society where a lot of teenagers, I'm going to say this, you know, they're immature now to like understand, you know, the quality and the meaning behind songs.
That, and then again, I just think we live in a society, period, where like regardless of the age, where negativity
brews,
you know, entertainment dollars.
That too.
Because alongside the music, there's the entertainment, like the straight up actors and all the other side of it that, that correlates with it. Because whatever's negative in hip hop or whatever's negative between two artists or entertainers, you see shit on TikTok all the time. You see it on Instagram all the time, where motherfuckers are just carrying on with the negative shit. So it's just, it's like, I don't know. I like the party music shit, but
we don't take it too far.
It's not a lot of it that I listen to, because it's only so much you can listen to. But a lot of the young dudes, they're not making that shit. Like, I was talking to one of the young artists from the city. I was like, he was talking about some shit that he was putting on Spotify, and he was like, yeah, I make a little bit of money, but it ain't enough for whatever, whatever. And I was like, you want to know why? I was like, because you ain't relatable. Look at what you're talking about. I said, I get that that's like some shit that it means something to you. You trying to reach people in general, right? How many kids you think, or even black kids, how many black kids do you think that listen to like other artists that sound like him? I was like, how many of you think they really live in a life like that? Me and you both know they not living like that. So there's a better way. I always live by this statement. There ain't no right way to do the wrong thing, but there's always a more efficient way to do anything.
You know what? I gotta give you a round of applause. That's so real.
Like, I live by that statement. There's never no way to do the right thing, no right way to do the wrong thing, but there's always a better way to do, a more efficient way to do anything.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. There needs to be a switch up a little bit. But
you know what, though? There'll be people out there, well, Future doesn't make reliable music, but he's selling millions. There's people like Travis Scott. You know, he sells millions, but he's not that reliable. What would you say to that, though?
See, here's the problem with Travis Scott, and the reason that here's the thing with Travis. I mean, it's a problem, but here's my thing with Travis Scott, right? I can't tell you Travis Scott necessarily promotes drug use other than like psychedelic shit, because I know for a fact he's mentioned that shit, and he had a whole song called "Drugs You Should Try."
Yep.
So I won't say that he hasn't, but I can't tell you that all his music is just about that.
Right.
He still is one of those fun time ass artists. It's like Wiz Khalifa. Wiz Khalifa talks about smoking weed all the fucking time, and he's kind of took that place to Snoop Dogg a little bit. Yeah. But Wiz music is fun, though. He still talk about cool shit, him and Currency.
You know what, though? Honestly, like, also, like, okay, like Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne doesn't make the most relatable music, but you know what? He does. He did have some songs where he had stories.
Yeah.
Like, I think there was a song, I forgot what the name. There was a song, it's actually one of my favorite songs. It's on an album. It's called, you know, Go Getter, and he's talking about, like, success and all that. That's what, I mean, he makes some relatable music. I mean, he's not like the most relatable artist, but I've heard some relatable stuff from him, though.
The relatable thing, the reason why I always harp on that is because I know for a fact that if you're an artist, you don't know exactly what you can say or what you're going to say directly that's going to impact somebody. You're just making music. But I don't know if like a lot of the street dudes that make music, I feel like it's a way to get out of the streets, and it's not this go back to quality, right?
Right.
It's a formula that a lot of people are seeing that like, all right, they did that in Chicago. Now you get over to St. Louis, Atlanta, Louisiana, all them Bogota, you're not Bogota, that's Columbia. Baton Rouge, New Orleans, you see all the artists that are coming out of there now. They're following the same. Everybody, it's a carbon copy situation because they're following the same thing. The same trend is to, all right, I'm a street dude. I've been arrested. I sell drugs. I do this. I do that. I done shot at somebody. I'm going to talk about all that. And they going, but I'm going to switch. I'm going to have my own way. I'm going to say it. And then I'm going to get out of the streets because I'm going to grab money from it. I feel like a lot of artists don't really want to be artists. It was just a money grab.
Yeah.
To get out of their situation. And then they get into it and then they realize you got to keep going with the machine now because you're in it and you don't really put forth the effort to do it because you know, now niggas can make an AI song if they wanted to, but it's so easy to just, which is the reason why I think the songs have gotten shorter.
Yeah.
Because it's 2 minute, 3 minute songs with two or three rappers on it. A chorus that plays like two, three times. And then, it's over with, and
bro, you know what's crazy? Okay, so I was actually shocked by this too. I might go a little off topic, but I'm gonna kind of go back on how it ties in all this. Going back to what I was saying about artists not caring,
yeah,
about what they do. Okay, I was really shocked by this probably like a week or two ago. Designer, he's known for Panda.
Panda, yeah, I remember
that. And that but shit. There was a song, I'm actually going to show you this.
Damn, that's going to be stuck in my head. Why you had to say that shit?
No, here. No, but hear me out. Like, but I've heard him, he doesn't really rap like that for real. Like, that's not him being himself.
No.
I'm not sure if you saw, there was a video, like, he was actually rapping, like, he was actually spinning. I'm not sure if you saw that or not, but I'm going to show it to you, and I was, like, shocked. I'm like, bro, why do you rap like
do
that?
Do you remember that Future was suing his ass for the style?
No, but hear me out. Like, okay, like Playboy Cardi. We all know damn well
you've been talking about Cardi.
We all know that's not his voice.
Yeah, because now he be using his real voice.
Yeah.
I don't know that nigga.
But I'm going to show you the whole designer thing.
Freaked out ass.
It's like, bro, if you just rapped, there's a video, I forgot what it was called, but it was on No Life Shack, and I saw this. I'm like, bro, if you would have rapped like that, you would have had a lot more good quality music that people could gravitate to.
But I, you know, sometimes I wonder, like, in an artist's position, when you do get to like a pivotal point where I was just making songs at first, like Chris Patrick from the show we went to, Jid Show, Chris Patrick, right?
Yeah.
Really good artist. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to him for a little second. Shit he put out, I think it's good. I think it's really good. I wonder for artists who's like, and I use him as an example because he's fresh into it. I want to know if. And for, I don't know if we know anybody that, well, yeah, we know a couple artists that've been world renowned. So I want to know, like, if it's a mental thing, like, when you get to a certain point, like, you was just making songs because you liked it at one point. And this ain't the same for every artist, but I'm sure it's not. But at one point, you were making real deal, good quality music that you liked because it was something real to you. And then when you got to a point where something you made just because, it became popular. Like, okay, example of what I'm trying to get at. DMX did not want to do Rough Riders Anthem.
Yeah, I remember that.
He said, I did not want to do that song because I thought it was so gimmicky, so easy and cheesy. Yeah. I didn't want to do it. But they made him do it. And now everybody loved that fucking song. Stop. Drop. Shut it down. Open up. Stop. Everybody. How many years? Niggas was singing that song for years after it came out. I just wonder, is it at a point as an artist, do you get to a point where, like, okay, now the focus is on me, actually. I got what I asked for, but the shit that they like from me is the shit that I didn't really like. I just did it because it was trendy. And now I get inside this thing and it snowballs and I gotta keep this up.
But think about it like this. They were able to meet in the middle back then.
Yeah, back then they can meet in the middle.
But now it's like, now they're under a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Like, they're not actually becoming, like, this is going to be kind of like the leader and follower, you know, situation. Yeah. They're becoming more followers than leaders.
Yeah, because if you can't stay afloat in this bitch.
Right.
It's so many artists that came and went. Like, they were just talking about Made in T.Y.O. I think he made a new song recently, but he was everywhere for a second.
Who is this?
Made in T.Y.O. Made in Tokyo. Okay. He was on, like, Wale. Mm-hmm. So he had a little run. He was one of those SoundCloud rappers. That came up. He just fell off.
Yeah,
it's a lot of artists that fell off. They said Black Boy JB fell off. I don't think he necessarily stopped making money because once you have a popular song, if it keep playing and playing again, and you follow that up with whatever's popular, but that's the thing, Now you get inside this machine and you gotta play your part. Now you gotta constantly produce what's gonna be popular and hot and all that. And nowadays, music songs are shorter. People want to vibe more than they want to feel.
Yeah.
We don't see
a lot of the growth in artists nowadays. Like, okay, like the only artists I've seen grown over the years is obviously, you know, of course, Drake, Cole, and Kendrick. In terms of like their success,
I mean, yeah, you've seen your Joyner's. I like watching Joyner, how he's came out of his shell though, because at first he was just so into like, this is me, this is my thing, and I'm not gonna let nobody disrupt that. Now he got more free, and you see him making songs with bigger artists, you know, shit like that, and it's cool. Chris Brown is somebody that's been around for years. I feel like, but R&B and rap though, it's two different things, because I feel like R&B music is relatable, because the subject matter.
Yeah.
It's usually about love, bad relationships, and all that. But my problem with later, like these latter year R&B artists, and not really so much Chris Brown, but a lot of them that come out now, they're not singing R&B music. They're just singing rap lyrics.
You know, but, unfortunately, you know who the first artist that came to mind, even though I feel like she's more popular, Beyonce.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear Beyonce rap now more than...
Beyonce just has a really solid fucking core fan
base. Yeah, she does.
That's been with her, that transcends different ages of women. Because my mama, my aunties, and my cousins, older cousins, they all love Beyonce. And that was from the 90s on to now. Then you got the younger girls from that time to 2010s. Now they love Beyonce. And everybody just follows suit. Same thing with Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
If you knew her back in her way back, when Disney was just promoting her, you probably liked her then. Then you had a little cousin that liked her because you liked her. Then now, that's just transcending different age groups.
Right.
And that's that solid core fan base. Bad Bunny just has a really solid big core fan base. But people sleep on reggaeton and like the Latino music scene. It's a lot of the motherfuckers that's making a bag.
Mm-hmm.
But the music they're making, even when it is silly, like if you listen to like the lyrics of it, like if you can understand Spanish, even when it's just silly music, people still, they buy it. They buy it and they like it. I don't feel like it's a lot of people that's buying rap right now, because it's like how many people we gonna kill today? Like how we can only slice for so long? Like how, bro? Why? Tell me, rap about your day. Just simply rap about your fucking day. What you do is a celebrity,
right?
Just some cool shit. People like braggadocious music a little bit. Even though I'm not saying talk about your money, but because niggas get tired of hearing about your money. Now the way shit going with, thank God the government shut down over with and they turned the food stamp back on, because y'all niggas was about to get robbed. About to be honest. A lot of y'all niggas was finna get robbed. Like, y'all was finna look like food, like Dante Cowell said. Y'all was finna look like food in a minute to a lot of these niggas out here. Especially if you live in Atlanta, because when you're an artist in Atlanta, ain't no such thing as privacy.
That's but, true.
or LA for that matter, but New York too, but it's just, I don't know, man. The music quality, it's just vibey music. It's not like, I don't know.
It doesn't
vibe is cool, but it
doesn't make me think.
It's like this reason why I miss like this. Why I'm glad Wale pulling out an album now. I'm like, I miss shit like that.
I haven't listened to it yet.
I need shit like that to keep me going with music, because these are the artists I grew with. But I have a handful of young artists that rap similar or sing similar to the artists that I grew with, and I'm like, I like them too. But then again, it's just a whole bunch of these whole slew of like the most popular, most machine driven artists nowadays. A lot of them don't be talking about shit. The internet is full of brain rot shit, because I feel like a lot of people, honestly, with times being the way they are, a lot of people are looking for like a reason to escape reality. So that shit sells, because you vibe all the time. You're not feeling when you vibe. Vibe is just, I'm going to a party, I'm hanging out, I'm drunk, I'm drinking, I'm smoking, I'm high. Vibes. It's something, and you're supposed to be able to feel the vibes, but I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just older and just, this is what you do when you hit your 30s.
I mean, it definitely depends what era you were born into. I felt like for us that we were, me and you kind of saw like both sides.
Yeah. Because I feel like
in our lifetime.
If you're born from like 92, 93, and then with these like the millennials, the last telling of the millennials now with the new Gen Zs, some of them were born early enough to remember a lot of things. And then some of them really weren't. And they didn't get like, like I said, we came up in the era of from that sweet spot to like streaming and afterwards, and now how everything is just fast tracked directly from like straight from the warehouse to consumer really quickly,
right?
And it's pushed so fast, but it's like there's no time for quality to be even a thought. It's an afterthought half the time for some artists, and I just feel like that's what's causing hip hop to be in this state that it's in. Because one, it's the way they're labeling hip hop. I won't remember this. It's the way that they're labeling things as hip hop that a lot of artists and a lot of fans of hip hop would not call hip hop. It's a metric. It's a basic metric for somebody that did, who came up with it, don't even look like us over half the time. They're labeling everything under the sun as hip hop, and it's not. Two, it's just the quality sucks for a lot of these motherfuckers. They're just trash. The mindset in society has changed. And I be trying, that's the reason why I'm at the point now, like I'm trying to stay away from a lot of social media gimmicky shit.
Yeah.
I'd be like, nah, I've gotten into country music more in the last like 5 years, but it's because I finally seen some representation.
Mm-hmm.
But even though there was always representation of us there, like Darius Rucker, when he was like Hootie and the Blowfish and shit. Like, I like Rascal Flatts. I liked all of them for years, and they not black, but I've liked those groups, you know, for years. But country music was like Conway. My granny used to sit down and make me listen to what was the Conway Twitty. That man's so motherfucking sad, boy. I couldn't stand country music. I thought country music was just sad, crying shit all the time. That's the reason why I ain't like it at first, but I don't know, man. I think we need to bring fun music back, man. I think I'm finna become an artist, Bobby.
Good luck.
I'm finna make some fun music, man. I'm not saying I'm gonna be the best bar spitter out here, but I'm definitely finna make you turn the fuck up and have a good time over. Everybody gonna have a good time. I'm finna brainwash you. I just feel like you remember the episode of Fairly Odd Parents where the Pixies came?
Oh my God.
And they turned everything gray. I kind of feel like that's where everything is right now.
Yeah.
Ain't even in rap. And it's just like, ugh.
But you know what, though? On a positive note, though. Because there is some positivity to this too. You know, a lot of the newer artists, like I can't remember if it was Lil Durk or Lil Baby, but like they were like on a tour, but like I think one of them or like an artist similar to them were they had to cancel their tour because not enough tickets were being sold.
Mm-hmm.
But like the shows like Wu-Tang, the one we went to, mm-hmm. you know, of course, you know, the J. Cole show we went to in Chicago,
mm-hmm. sold the fuck out. Because people are getting tired of it. There was a video that came out of black people admitting to having rap fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
They're just tired of the way this music comes out. And that's the reason why I was saying I'm not trying to include race into it, because it ain't just white people that not buying it. They don't often buy a lot of shit that's black, which is a lie, because I know so many white people that got thousands of vinyls and shit and won't shut the fuck up about black people and artists. I'd be like, all right, love my dick, nigga. Fuck. But no, man, it's a lot of black people are feeling it too. It's just like, bro, how many more people are we going to kill, bro? Chill out on the killing, nigga. Everybody get it. You tough. Shut up. This is probably why street niggas be getting mad at me, because I ain't afraid of them. I just be like, bro, shut up. I don't care about that shit, nigga. I remember you was walking around this motherfucker in diapers, stupid bastard. Shut up. Rap about something else. Shit.
Man.
Getting tired of hearing about it. Because look, Dirk's in jail. King Von's dead. Chief Keef was the smartest one. He left Chicago to fuck alone.
Yeah, he did. I will give him credit for that.
He's one of the smarter ones that finally somebody got through to him, and he was like, ah, fuck that. But I just feel like, man, there's so much more with all these creativity that these kids have. There's so much more that can be done. There's so many different varying factors and as to why this state of hip hop is. Now, the question is to you, the listener, do you believe that hip hop is in a state of emergency? Mm-hmm. If so, why? Why do you believe in artists? Why do you think this is? What do you think? Why do you think the quality of music is coming out? What do you think about the quality of music that's coming out? What can be done to change, you know, the direction that this form, this genre that we hold near and dear is going in? You know, that's the reason why I say, like, when you do hear this, and this will probably be one of the ones where you see me heavily promote this shit, even though I'm finna go back and make up for the time that I didn't promote all this shit. Because it's time now that we start having these live sit-downs.
Yeah.
Lights, camera, action, baby. It's time to get in y'all face. Ask these questions. I'm finna press the line with a couple niggas. My bad. I've been watching California Gang documentaries. I've been feeling really, really crippish today. That shit been bothering me, dog. Cause I be watching that shit. I be like, I almost called my older cousin and cursed his ass out. Like, nigga, do you know you were in two of these documentaries, you stupid bastard? What the fuck was you out there doing? But nah, man. Instead of me just ranting, yeah, man, it's in a odd place right now. And I just be wondering where everybody's mind is on it. Because I can definitely say I'm honestly one of those black people that has fatigue from some of this shit because it's all you hear about. Like I was telling, well, I've told you many, many times. I've told my coworkers who listen to rap all the time. I'm like, bro, you have to dig to find good artists.
Right.
That are relatable and hit a lot of check marks. Like, of course, you're going to see your Drake show. You know, J. Cole isn't relatable to everybody. But there's a lot of people that appreciate his efforts, his style, and how much he holds his, you know, how he holds hip hop up in his. What I'm trying to say is he appreciate the art enough, to do it fucking right.
Right.
Kendrick had a lot of momentum this year from the beef with Drake, but you see that shit right there. How nobody died.
Yeah, that's true.
And then think about this Lil Durk shit, and this is just one incident of it that I'm naming. But think about that. The man is literally possibly about to do life in jail because somebody said Sly for Vaughn. Somebody killed your bro. I'm going through pain and I've lost like friends and family members and shit. And I understand. I get it. Like, you know, being upset and shit, but that's not even what I'm here to talk about. My whole thing is just look at like the way shit plays out with the younger rap artists. Nowadays a lot of it ends in like unfortunate ways, but that just ties into the relatability of things. It's like, what are we here for? Are we here to make good music and make people feel good, you know, or are we here to is this just a money grab to you?
Yeah,
if it's just a money grab, say that, because the talent shows. It shows in the talent. It shows that the Ice Spice shit still throws me. That's the one thing that's been fucking me up for like the last, like since it popped off. I'd be like, even Drake dissed her ass. I was like, nigga don't even write his own shit, but he dissing your ass, bitch. You better say something back. But no, I don't know if that man write his own stuff or not. But either way that goes, man, I don't know. I don't know where hip hop is. I just think we're in this like weird limbo, off balance place.
Right.
And the balance needs to be restored, which is the reason why we're going to keep promoting these great St. Louis artists, because we need you motherfuckers to tap in and listen, man. For
like,
real.
Bro, I've said this to you a million times. I said it last time. I mean, this is probably the first year where I've listened to more artists locally than nationally and internationally.
Yeah, because y'all got me opening up Apple Music, and I'm only the Spotify for the most part. But
yeah,
I'm going everywhere I can to find y'all.
Right.
BandLab, DistroKid, everywhere I can find y'all shit to get it and listen to it. It's been local artists this year because that's been more refreshing than anything. You know, we had the clips. You know, when the fuck did GNX come out? Last year?
Almost a year ago already.
That's crazy as shit, bro. Time is flying.
Man,
I need time to slow the fuck down.
Bro, the only mainstream albums I've listened to consistently were like, you know, God Just Like Ugly, Let God Sort Him Out.
Yep.
You know, GNX in the past year, like not even a handful of like mainstream albums this year that came out, I haven't really been listening to. And that's pretty much because of what we talked about today. So
I'm going to be mad if I blink and on January 1st, we get the fall off from Cole. I might have to smack, bro, whatever. I might have to fight.
Well,
let me stop saying I'm going to smack people, but for somebody just be like, you know what? Bitch ass nigga, hear a lawsuit.
So let me ask you this though, because, you know, to start wrapping up, do you believe that there's a hope?
Oh yeah. I definitely believe it's a way to, you know, balance out the situation and strengthen this shit. It's gonna take a lot of.
I think unity needs to happen again.
And unfortunately, that mobilized the shit that
King
Crooked was talking about. Shout out to King Crooked.
I'm gonna give him a round of applause.
Yeah, man, shout out to him, man. That, unfortunately, until everybody's in the same boat and everybody's affected by a situation, unfortunately, in society, that's the only way you get everybody to press back at the same time or come together and press back against whatever the hell the situation is. But I feel like a think tank needs to be established or something, because we need to like figure out like what the fuck is going on. Because,
well, I think more conversations like this need to happen too.
Yeah, definitely. And like, I seen Jadakiss, Wale, and Fat Joe talk about it.
Yep.
They talked about it with a couple other guests. I've seen a couple other artists and producers and like A&Rs A&Rs are the ones who I really want to talk to, because they're the ones who are, you know, they tasked usually with trying to find the talent. And
yeah,
I'd be wondering what their mindset be, what their mindset is on what do you look for? What are you looking for? Are you looking for just somebody that's popular, being attractive? Right now I'll take an ugly ass rapper that can rap. I don't give a shit what they look like. They can be missing the eye and nose. If that motherfucking spit, let them rap. Like, I'm not supposed to be attracted to, I'm not attracted to these motherfuckers anyway.
I hope not.
They don't even factor into why I like music. I mean, maybe Beyonce and shout out. Sorry, Jay-Z. I'm sorry. Don't kill me. Don't have me murdered.
Rihanna. ASAP, don't kill me.
I'll fight ASAP. I think I can take ASAP. I can fight. He looks sneaky, like, though. He got a sneaky face. I have a thing about fighting people with sneaky faces. You don't ever trust nobody with no sneaky face. It's a lot of y'all in St. Louis that got a sneaky face. I probably thought about it. My ADHD probably kicking in. I'll probably kick his ass. But then again, I feel like most dudes think that when they walk in a room full of people. Because I've definitely been in a room with some of y'all and be like, I beat all these niggas. For no reason at all. My mind just be like, I'll squabble with these niggas right now. But, man. This was just an episode to kind of just get that off our chest too.
Yeah.
Also to engage.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to increase engagement, you know, not just about money or anything like that. It's just more so we do want to get this out to the masses. This is a topic to spark that off, because I feel like a lot of people, mm-hmm. no matter their race, they love hip hop, they love rap, they love out the music, they love the culture, but
right.
The culture needs to be curated carefully. So
yes, sir.
Other than that, man, you got anything else?
No, I mean, this is something that's been on my mind for the past couple of years. Shout out to King Crooked for, actually, he was the one that really inspired me to like talk to you about this. So shout out to him.
I definitely can't wait to sit down and talk to artists about this shit. Artists that we know, especially the ones, you know, who really on their square.
Right.
About their, you know, about their business. So.
But it's time.
Yeah, it's time to have this conversation. Sometimes you got to have those debates. Or, you know, whatever.
But, yeah.
Man, as always, I'm 314 Yogi. And you can find me under Hustle City Yogi on most things now, but Instagram is still 314 Yogi.
Okay.
You know, go ahead and give me your handles, man.
Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, Bobby, aka Mr. 501, at Bobby, aka Mr. 501 everywhere. Man, I ain't got nothing else to say, bro. Y'all just keep your head up and y'all have a good day.
Peace.
Peace. Cut the bass off. Hustle the money in, nigga. Hustle the mouth. Hustle the